all see the purse I got for Andrew Young's birthday banquet. Isn't it gorgeous?
Oh, wow, that's beautiful.
$700.
Suzanne, you're joking. I cannot believe that even you would be that frivolous. $700? That's almost sinful.
Oh, I see. I happen to know that you bought a bag for $150 not more than a week ago. But $700 is sinful. Just exactly where is the cutoff point?
Anything over $150.
Too high. Two hearts that beat as one. Our lives have just begun. And I give it all to you. My love, ooh, my love, my endless love. Ow. Woo.
Well, 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 is this anyone we know?
No, just a girl in one of my classes.
Now, Anthony, two hearts that beat as one is not just a girl in one of your classes.
All right. Her name is Savannah Simonton. She goes to Dartmouth, but her mom's been sick, so she's auditing some courses here at the junior college. Her father owns Symington Nurseries.
Symington Nurseries? You mean the ones all over the South?
Yeah, but let me tell you, Savannah is so smart and beautiful and nice, she never has to worry about anybody marrying her for her money.
Well, I bought a cactus from them once that died.
Well, what I want to know is, if she goes to Dartmouth and her family's so rich, what do they think about her going out with an ex-convict?
Suzanne.
Well, as a matter of fact, they had me over for dinner last night.
They did? How'd it go?
Well, it went all right at first. But after dessert, Mr. Sam, that's her father, he invited me to the library and told me if I had any thoughts of getting serious about Savannah, I should get rid of him because basically I seem like a nice young man. He'd really hate to see me get hurt.
Get hurt? What do you mean by that?
Well, now, he said it would be ungentlemanly to be any more specific than that. But right after that, his personal exercise trainer came in, this huge dude named Jerry, and he was wearing a sweatshirt that said, "Pit Bull Fever, catch it." Right after he left, Mr. Sam said he didn't think Jerry liked me very much.
Sounds to me like he's threatening you.
Yeah, but Savannah said that's just because he doesn't know me that well yet. That's why I invited them over this weekend to meet my family and friends.
Anthony, what exactly did you tell them about yourself?
Just that I work here at Sugar Bakers in sales and distribution. I don't know, I guess I also said I was studying to be a decorator, and my family's from Virginia, where we made most of our wealth in coal. Mom and Dad are retired and living in Spain. Julia, my godmother, invited me here to Atlanta to learn the business from the bottom up, and I'm presently living in Suzanne's guest house and driving one of the servants' car because my Mercedes 450 SL is in the shop.
Anthony, you didn't.
I guess I did overdo it a little bit, but what was I supposed to say? That I don't have a mother, I don't know where my father is, my brothers and sisters are scattered all over the map, and I served 2 years in prison and am presently working as a furniture delivery man? I could just see her daddy's face. Talk about pit bull fever.
Well, Anthony, what are you gonna do when they come over? They're gonna see where you live.
Well, I was thinking we could have the dinner at Suzanne's.
What?
It would just be for that one night. It makes sense to have it there since I said I live in Suzanne's guest house and you guys are supposed to be like my adopted family. Look, I was also thinking that maybe I could call Julia Auntie Julia. Or maybe not.
Why don't you just get some people your own age to be your friends?
Because you're the only friends that I have who have money.
It's a shame you don't know Bill Cosby.
Well, now, I don't mean to be racist, but if you ask me, it would look pretty strange that your only friends are four white women. I mean, that's just something you don't see a lot of. One black man with four white women. Unless, of course, they're all sitting in a Cadillac.
Let me apologize for that last remark, and then suggest that I take them all out to dinner, my treat.
Well, I really appreciate that, Julia, but they want to see where I live. I told them I live at Suzanne's.
Well, I'm sorry, but I'm busy this weekend. Oh, and here's a little tip for you, Anthony. It never pays to be somebody other than yourself. Now, Doreen Favor, a former Miss Mackinac City, is a perfect example. She's one of those P.E. major types. Always goes around calling women by their last names, you know, like, hey, Sugar Baker, like that. Anyway, when she showed up for the Miss Georgia World pageant, well, nobody wanted to room with her. So they put her in with me so she could learn how to be more feminine. Anyway, before it was over, I had cleaned her up real good. Shaved the hair off her knuckles. And she ended up doing Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend. But you know what? It was a big disaster. And the reason is, you cannot be something that you're not. In the end, everyone said she'd have been much better off with her original talent, which was demonstrating basketball layups.
I hate to agree with whatever it was she just said. Maybe it is for the best, you know. Once you start inventing a whole new identity, it just never works out.
Well, I don't know about that, Julie. I mean, there's this guy on this soap that I watch, you know, Blaine Whitehead. And he used to be in an insane asylum, but when he first got out and moved to Hillcrest, he posed as the owner of a health club with absolutely no training and, you know, I think got away with it for almost 2 years.
I'm sorry. Obviously, there is one exception. What I meant to say was, except for the Blaine Whitehead story, this never works out.
Oh, my gosh. Suzanne's had a wreck.
I gotta tell you, I've seen a lot of accidents in my time, but I've never seen anyone walk away from one as bad as that one. And without a scratch.
I know, we'll all say an extra prayer tonight. Thank you, officer.
My pleasure. Bye.
Suzanne, I want you to go upstairs right now and lie down.
No, I'm fine, I promise. In fact, I never felt better. Oh, Julia, you were right about me. My life is frivolous and sinful. In fact, when I was pinning that car, those last 15 minutes, I just kept thinking about all the days I've wasted. Shopping. Having lunch. Pampering myself. But now all that's going to come to an end.
She's hit her head.
Because I made a promise to God that if I ever got out of there alive, I would do nothing but good works. And to celebrate the new Suzanne, the first good work I'm going to do is to throw a full-scale, eight-candelabra, knock-em-dead dinner party for Anthony.
Are you sure that this suit looks all right with this tie?
What are you going to do if it doesn't? Take the suit off?
Rachel, no more punch for you. You know how you get.
Okay, okay. You look very handsome, Antoine.
Thank you, Mary Jo. Suzanne picked it out for me.
Well, she did a very nice job. Nice job, Suzanne!
Thank you, Mary Jo. Oh, by the way, I've put all my furs in a box for you to take down to the poor school children.
Great. We could cut them up and make little muffs out of them. They'll just love that.
Oh, and Charlene, I picked up this book for you on how to grow cactus. It's just my way of being thoughtful.
Well, thank you. That was very sweet.
I know. You know, I'm not looking at myself in the mirror nearly as much as I used to. I must have cut my mirror time down by half.
Definite head injury.
Still no sign of him. Hey, there's a big kettle out here.
That's from the rescue mission. Can you believe it? I was up half the night making homemade soup, and they had the nerve to send it back just because it made a couple of men sick. Oh, and Anthony, don't forget, when they get here, the two things the rich love to talk about most is being rich and finding good help. Also, don't forget, you send your cleaning to Stats, you use Duffy's for catering, and you work out at the Tuxedo Road Racquet Club.
Oh, man, I'll never be able to remember all this.
Well, I just think this whole charade is absurd. I mean, it sounds like something Lucy Ricardo and Ethel Mertz would cook up. That's who you two sound like, Lucy and Ethel. And it's just going to be a great big disaster.
You mean like that night William Holden accidentally caught Lucy's plastic nose on fire with a cigarette lighter?
That's exactly what I mean. Mark my words. Tonight, somebody's nose is going to go up in flames.
I don't remember when I've had a more lovely evening. We've just enjoyed ourselves so much.
So have we, haven't we, Auntie Julia?
We certainly have.
And your sister is so fascinating. She's been telling me about her work with the poor.
Get serious. All she did was donate a couple of old coats and make some men at the rescue mission sick.
By the way, Mr. Simonton, did you happen to see our garden as you came in?
Well, it was a little dark.
Oh, it's just as well. I had to let our man go. He just wasn't up to snuff. Would you look at this? I have gone and spilled something on this suit. I guess I'll just have to run it over to Duffy's tomorrow.
Duffy's? Aren't they a catering service?
Why, yes, they are. I always get them confused with my cleaners.
An honest mistake. I know a lot of people who accidentally send their clothes out to be cooked and get their food cleaned.
Daddy. Oh, Suzanne, I'll get it.
Well, Savannah, when do you plan to return to Dartmouth?
Well, I was going to go back for the second semester, but now I'm thinking about staying here and transferring to Emory so I can be closer to Anthony.
Well, you have to admit, she has good taste.
Wait a minute. Wait, you can't just come in.
Just watch me.
Anthony, this girl says she knows you. Her name is Denise.
Denise Alston, and this is your son, Anthony Jr.
Understand why you all won't believe me. I do not know this person, and I certainly don't know this baby.
I believe you.
Anyway, if this is my son, what took you so long to tell me?
I couldn't find you. You're not listed.
Well, how'd you find me tonight?
Well, we just came up from Mackinac City.
Susie, did you hear that? She's from Mackinac City. You know a white girl down there named Doreen shaves her knuckles?
No.
Friend of hers.
Anyway, I came up to visit my cousin, and we started asking around. We found your apartment, and we followed you here. I don't want anything. I just wanted you to know that you have a son.
Now, will you stop saying that? This is not my son.
Hey, you don't want us? I'll just take Anthony Jr. and go.
Oh, well, in that case, can I give you a ride home? I do good work for less fortunate people.
We don't have a home. My parents kicked me out. I guess we'll just have to sleep in the bus station.
Oh, wait, hold on. Wait a minute now. Nobody's got to sleep in the bus station. Come here. Yeah.
Well, I guess I could put you up. Although I wouldn't want to unless I was absolutely positive that God was going to give me extra credit.
Nobody's got to put anybody up. This is my problem. I'll take care of it. They can sleep in my room, I just sleep on the couch.
Are you saying this is your son, Anthony?
No, Mary Jo, I'm saying this is my problem. This is not my son.
How much he's grown into, weeks. Oh, aren't you cute? Aren't you cute?
Yeah, he's adorable, but he just doesn't like it under the chin.
Where's Denise?
Oh, she had to go to work. Anyway, she's leaving in a little while, going back to stay with her parents.
You know, Anthony, for somebody who's not the father of this baby, you're certainly taking a big interest.
Oh, I know. You must have spent a fortune on all this stuff. Is Denise going to take it with her?
Well, that depends. Actually, I'm thinking of adopting AJ.
Anthony, are you serious? Well, I thought he's not your son.
Well, he isn't, but what difference does it make? I like him. I like having him around, having him depend on me. He's the first person who's ever belonged just to me. Or he could. Hey, look, I got to go to class. Do you guys mind watching AJ for a few minutes just till Denise gets home?
No, we'd be glad to.
Oh, yeah. It's been so long since I've been around a little baby. Especially one as sweet as AJ.
Now listen, AJ, don't you do to her what you did to me, you hear me? I'll see you in a couple of hours. Oh, yeah. I put it together this morning. He just gets so bored lying on his back and staring at the ceiling all day. I want him to be stimulated so he'll be ready for school and then eventually the presidency.
That makes sense to me. He made this
for AJ?
Yes, he did. I've never seen Anthony so crazy about anybody.
It's all he ever talks about at work. You sure cry a lot, don't you?
It's just that he's so sweet. Nobody's ever been so sweet to me before. He worries about us all the time. He gets up in the middle of the night. Did you know he had AJ's picture made 3 times at JCPenney's? And he even bought me postnatal vitamins.
I think that's postnatal.
Whatever. I never would have done any of this if I had known he was going to be so nice. In fact, I'm going to give the job back.
What job? What are you talking about?
The one I took from Mr. Symington at the nursery. He wanted me to say Anthony's the father so that his daughter wouldn't want to go with him anymore. But it's not true. I never even met Anthony before. The truth is, I don't know who AJ's father is. But Mr. Symington promised to pay all our expenses, give me a job if I would just put the finger on Anthony.
You're telling me he's going to adopt this baby even though he knows it's not his?
Yes, Mr. Symington. Obviously, Anthony has more character than you gave him credit for. Perhaps you're a better judge of plants than people.
You wouldn't say that if you'd seen my cactus.
I think that Anthony was worried about being good enough for you.
Sam Symington, I don't know when I've ever been so ashamed. I mean, it's one thing to hire a private detective.
You hired a detective to check out Anthony.
That's right. I don't leave anything to chance when it comes to my daughter's happiness.
We found out Anthony's been in prison.
Charlie.
Yes, I know all about that, but that's not what concerns me. Now, I found out he got a bad rap.
How do you know that?
When I hire a detective, I don't hire a dumb one. He was out with some friends. They decided to rob a liquor store, but forgot to tell Anthony. He got left holding a getaway car. The judge eventually overturned his conviction. That's why he got released. Didn't he ever tell you that?
No. He never defended himself to us. We just assumed that whatever they said he did, he did.
I never thought he did it.
Well, I see I'm not the only one around here who's overlooked this young man's character. And speaking of scams, you were running a pretty good one there yourself the other night, Auntie Julia.
All right, I admit I'm not Anthony's godmother. But while we're on the subject, Mr. Symington, I'll admit something else. If I were, I'd be very proud.
Please, call me Sam.
No, I don't think so. What I would like to know is, if you are not troubled by Anthony's prison record, then why are you so against his going out with Savannah?
Well, I don't think that's anything you would understand. But basically, I didn't get up at 5 a.m. every day for 30 years just so my daughter could end up with a man who delivers furniture.
Oh, no. We certainly wouldn't want that. Any more than my daddy wanted his daughter to marry a man who delivered fertilizer. But she married him anyway, and she's never been disappointed. Until today. Have we gotten so rich, Sam, that you've forgotten what it's like to be young and in love and consumed with passion for another human being? Anthony makes Savannah happy. He's sweet and funny and full of life. Not like those serious boys you bring around.
Oh, all right. I admit what I did was wrong. And just for the record, I haven't forgotten what it's like to feel that kind of love and passion. In fact, I just think we'll have a little follow-up conversation on this later.
That's fine with me. As long as you give Savannah and Anthony your blessing.
Done.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Sam.
Dear Anthony, thanks for the money. I used it for baby shoes. My mama and daddy are treating us real nice. Love, Denise. And looks like she sent pictures. Oh, Anthony, oh, look at him.
Now, is that a good-looking boy or what?
Oh, thank you.
You know, Anthony, I know your heart was in the right spot, but it has worked out for the best. And now you can be kind of like a godfather.
Yeah, kind of like you and me.
Anthony, don't you have to pick up Savannah at 10?
Oh, yeah. There's registration at Emory today. Could I have a couple of hours off?
I do better than that. Why don't you take off the rest of the day?
Well, thank you, Auntie Julia.
Oh, hello, Anthony.
Hi, Suzanne.
Here's $20.
What's this for?
My good deed for the day. I'm tired. I don't feel like going to that Highland Minority fundraiser. You're a minority, so I'll just give you some money.
Thank you, Auntie Suzanne.
What's wrong, Suzanne?
Doing all these good deeds, that's what's wrong. Takes up all my time. My ends are all split, my skin's all sallow. Haven't had a lip wax in I don't know how long. I'm just so unhappy.
Suzanne? I thought you might want this back. The highway patrol dropped it off last night.
My purse?
Mm-hmm. They found it under the seat of your car. Not a scratch on it.
So?
So don't you see? Only two things survived that wreck. You and a $700 bag. I think that's a sign that you belong together.
You do?
Yes, I do.
And I do, too.
You know, Suzanne, if you were intended to spend your life doing good deeds, you probably wouldn't have been born so shallow.
You know you're right. And, I mean, it isn't like I haven't given it a try.
Nobody has tried harder. I mean, for crying out loud, you even made homemade soup.
I certainly don't want any more of your evening clothes. Half the fourth grade looks like Little Richard.
Oh, I could just kiss all three of you. You made me feel so much better. Oh, there's so many things I want to do, I don't know where to start. Maybe in there. Excuse me. If you need me, I'll just be in the bathroom.
In the bathroom?
Well, yes. I have a lot of mirror time to catch up on.